High Plains gardeners seem to live in a constant state of worrying about drought and dry times. Seldom is it too wet, and if the condition does occur, just wait a day or two and everything will be needing a drink again. Lack of moisture from the sky forces us to dip into our precious underground water supply to irrigate crops, lawns, and gardens. With this in mind, I've looked more closely at our regional botanical gardens in Wichita, Denver, and Amarillo, where they all have water-saving displays to help beginners and old hands learn to do more with less. The term xeriscape basically means gardening with water conservation as a primary goal. Lots of people relate it to deserts, sand, and cactus, but my visits to regional demonstration gardens helped me realize that one doesn't have to live in Arizona to benefit from the principles of xeriscaping. In fact, I've found that I already use some of the techniques, although there is much more that I could be doing to conserve not only water, but time and energy as well. Much of xeriscaping has to do with the common sense of landscape maintenance. Use of native plants that adapt to our dry and windy conditions without being babied, coaxed, and constantly watered is a good beginning. Native plant selections for our area are numerous and varied. Choices include many varieties of evergreens and deciduous plants in both shrub and tree sizes, as well as worlds of perennials and herbs that provide foliage and blooms. Designing a planted area that allows for ultimate size of the plants, shady locations versus sunny ones, and overall shapes that are easy and efficient to water are also part of the plan. Use of mulch is essential. In fact, mulch is the magic word, as no bare soil should be exposed. Also follow a sensible and effective watering schedule. Consider using soaker hoses or drip irrigation to get the most effective use of your water and your budget. Choice of a turf grass like buffalo that will survive on the prairie and less frequent mowing done to a taller height will cut down on lawn work and watering chores. Taller grass shades the roots and helps maintain moisture. One element of xeriscaping that I need to explore more is the proper preparation of soil as a method of conservation. I must admit that I've been guilty of giving too little thought and planning to the garden plot itself. I'm impatient and I want to get those seeds and plants in the ground as soon as possible. Consequently, I don't work up the soil as well as I might, and I sometimes ignore soil additives to improve growing conditions, thinking it's too expensive and time-consuming. But various studies show that the initial expense of conservation gardening will more than pay for itself. Savings of up to 70% can be realized over more old-fashioned and traditional methods of landscaping. Xeriscaping makes lots of sense for all gardeners, no matter where they choose to put down roots. However, in our semi-arid Eden, with weather that seems to challenge us on a daily basis, xeriscaping may soon become the only way to continue to effectively grow on the high plains. With that in mind, next week we'll embark on a series of visits with a couple of dry weather plant experts who are residing in southwest Kansas and can give us some advice on the ins and outs of establishing a successful garden on the edge of the Great American Desert.